You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by DePaul University Head Coach Chris Huffman. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Russell.
Coach, heading into your 18th season at the helm of the Tigers, just take me through your mindset as we begin another year.
Oh, you know, it's scary. It's another year. I like this team. They're a hardworking group with a great personality, but we also have a lot of inexperience. So we have a lot of work to do. And with the tough schedule that we have, especially right off the bat here this weekend, it'll be a challenge this year.
Last season, the Tigers were 26-4, 14-1 in SCAC play. You guys won the SCAC tournament in advance of the second round of the NCAA tournament as well. Just talk about what that team learned through the course of last year.
You know, it was a fun group last year, too. We had a slow start to the season. We gained a lot of confidence in December, and I thought finished the season really well. You know, the players coming back from that, you know, certainly did gain a lot of experience playing in the tough conference, the conference tournament, and then seeing, you know, one of the best teams in the nation, Hope College. So they're eager to get back after it this year, but also know that we have a lot of new pieces to work into the mix.
Graduate four key seniors from last year's team, and Emily Marshall, Kristen Barrow, Jenna Fernandez, and Danielle Boras. Just talk about how you go about trying to fill those roles, not only in terms of leadership, but on the court as well.
You know, certainly has left a void inside for us. You know, I wish we could have staggered some of those graduations. All four of those kids were forwards for us. We could use a little bit of that experience back now. So we've got some nice returning experience from Katie Aldrich and Ellie Pearson. But then after that, you know, we're a little bit thin inside. So we're bringing along these freshmen as fast as we can. But you know, when you can't really replace the Fernandez and the Marshall. They had such great careers here, starting out their freshman year, made a major impact. And they really stand out from a defensive and rebounding standpoint.
Top scoring defense in the league last year, allowing opponents just 50.9 points per game. You know, talk about how you'd like to continue that trend again this year.
You know, absolutely. Kind of our bread and butter tends to be, you know, team defense. You know, a lot of man to man, and we talk about finishing that defense with the rebounding. And so we won't be any different. Hopefully, in those categories, they will be our focuses. And that's what we talk about and work on a ton. We just have different people doing it this year.
You got some returning key pieces from last year's team, players like Brooke Osborne, Katie Aldridge, Katie Matthews. Just talk about those girls and the way you've seen them develop over their careers at DePaul and what you expect to see from them this year.
You know, we really are going to rely on those returning players. They have some nice experience. We have Katie Matthews, who, you know, we could play anywhere from a 1 to a 5, and so she'll probably see a little bit of everything from her, especially early on in the season. You know, Brooke Osborne and Lauren Goff really have that long ball threat. It's nice to have them be able to stretch the defense and maybe open up the paint a bit. Kate Walker at point guard has been a steady hand for us here. Last year she started at the point as a freshman, and she's, you know, I like what she's doing already this year. Katie Aldrich inside, you know, a really nice post player. She came off the bench the last couple of years, but had logged major minutes and is ready to step up into that starting position this year. And then Ellie Pearson, nice player, nice athletic player for us as a sophomore. Hopefully she can stretch the defense with her athleticism running the floor. And, you know, we expect her to do a lot for us defensively and rebounding-wise.
Tremendous rebounding team a year ago, plus 16 in the rebounding margin. Just talk about how important rebounding is, especially with the style that you play.
Yeah, you know, we're a possession-by-possession team, you know, not real flashy fundamentals. And so the rebounding is such a crucial piece. And I credit Emily Marshall a ton for kind of getting us going and really leading the way. Last year, she really had a nose for the basketball. And so we have a lot of work to do there right now. We won't replace Jen and Emily's rebounds by one or two people. It's going to have to be by committee, that's for sure. But, you know, it's a goal we have. We led the nation last year in rebound margin. And it's certainly a goal that we'd like to work toward this year to see how good we can become there.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined by DePaul University Head Women's Basketball Coach Chris Huffman. And Coach, you talked about her a little bit, but Kate Walker, as you mentioned, handled the point guard duties as a true freshman last year. Just talk about the experience that she gained from playing so much as a freshman and how that'll help, especially now into her sophomore year.
You know, I was talking to Kate a couple weeks ago, and she was saying, you know, there's no difference or no comparison when you walk in the door as a freshman versus your sophomore year as a student or as a basketball player. And so, you know, she has comfort in some of the little things that she learned last year. But, you know, if, as any sophomore wants to do, she wants to up her game and do a bit more. So that's probably the biggest challenge I have, is to make sure I, you know, keep her expectations in check. But she just brings a nice element to us. She can defend. She can put it on the floor. She can shoot the three. And then she has, she doesn't mind at all just sharing the basketball. So we need her probably to play quite a few minutes this year.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from this group as you guys have gone through preseason and practice in preparation for the year?
I love their work ethic. You know, we lost a lot to graduation. They know for sure there are no excuses this year. This senior class wants to get it done on their way out. And so they're really pushing each other very hard. You know, I love the energy of practice. I love the leadership from the seniors. Lauren Goff is a very special leader on the team. And so I like the direction we're going. Lots of room for improvement right now, but I certainly like the energy.
Coach, talk about the freshmen, the incoming freshman class that you've brought in. You know, how have they been adjusting to the college game? And do you feel like you have some players that maybe could help and make an impact on the team this year?
You know, we're certainly going to need them to, Russell. In the guard court, we're going to look to Allie Ross a little bit. She can, you know, play at some point for us. She also can play the two. And she can do a little bit of everything. She can defend and shoot it and put it on the floor. But a lot of room for growth with this freshman class. You know, it's when you're playing in the SCAC or you're playing WashU and Illinois Wesleyan, you better be ready to go. And so we may have some growing pains, but I like what Allie can do. And then in the forward court, and we're going to rely on some freshmen to help us there, kind of plug the gaps. Alex Gassaway is a nice addition for us. She could play the three or the four. She's a three-point threat. She's a great rebounder. Kind of keep pushing her to defend. You know, she likes to be that help defender and kind of scope things out. So we help her with the defense. And then Leah Ross brings us some size, 6'1 forward, so she'll help us anchor down in the paint a little bit, hopefully making up for those losses to graduation.
You know, Coach, talk about what, you know, for our listeners, what they can expect to see from a Coach Huffman-led basketball team.
you know, probably boring basketball, right, Russell? It's a lot of defense and rebounding. We really work on the fundamentals. Gosh, we you know, we want to close out. We want to be great passers. So it's probably not that pretty, but fundamentally sound. I hope it's extreme effort on every possession. We hope to be able to develop our depth, and we certainly want to play selfless basketball.
Coach, talk about the challenges that the SCAC presents, you know, the difficulty of navigating through the SCAC schedule and what makes this league, you know, so competitive.
You know, it is darn competitive. We're going to miss it like crazy. We've really liked our time in the SCAC, and we're sad to be leaving. You know, it's big time. It's big time basketball. You're heading on the bus or the plane, and you're playing two tough games on the road before you get to head back home. And the competition, you know, I think it's helped us elevate our program here, just facing the Oglethorpes, the Trinities, the Birmingham Southerns, on down the line. You can mention every team in the conference. And I really don't feel like there are any easy games. You can never let your guard down in the SCAC.
Coach, you mentioned you're going to miss it. Obviously, this is DePaul's last year in the SCAC before making the transition to the North Coast. And I know it's probably not something you think about, but does that make this year maybe a little more special, knowing it's your last season in the SCAC?
You know, it does. We really want to enjoy the experience. You know, we like heading out on those road trips. It's great for team chemistry and team bonding, and you get a lot of other experiences than just playing the game. And so we do kind of want to, you know, take a moment and realize everything we've been able to accomplish and experience. And we also know it probably means everyone else is out to get us maybe just a little bit more to maybe give us a going-away present, right? So we need to be ready to play.
And finally, Coach, just talk about, as you look at the 2010-11 Tigers team, what sort of the goals are for this group, and what are a couple things that you and the coaching staff have really been working on hard with the girls to get better at each day in order to be ready for the start of the year?
You know, really simply, we're working on those fundamentals, you know, as simple as passing and catching. Our offense is really built around moving the basketball, so we have to continue to develop our passing skills. Defense and rebounding, no doubt about it. But we're really looking at this team. You know, I watched the Butler men last night. You know, I think they're going to have tremendous growth this season, and that's who I hope we can be. I hope we don't over-evaluate each game. I hope we really look at, did we get better today? Can we be better by the next weekend? And so I think, you know, it's exciting to have the work ethic that this group has. I like the potential. And so we're going to keep pushing them, and hopefully they'll keep responding.
DePaul University head women's basketball coach Chris Huffman. Again, the DU Tigers kick off their 2010-11 campaign November 19th against Illinois Wesleyan. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks, Russell.